Monday night, Chavis Halvavos. We're in Perek Sheni, and Perek Sheni is talking about the components of Yichud HaMa'isa. The first few are the Sefer, because as we said, the Sefer itself is constructed in a way that it's stepping stones and building blocks. And it's constructed very musudar. So the first is Yichud Hashem, and the second is Shar HaBechina. We talked about this at length yesterday. Bashlishi is Avodas Elokim. Revi is Bitachon. Vachamishi, Yidiyosu HaBrura Ki Tohelos VaHezek Einu Bidei Nivra V'lo BiYecholto B'Livishus HaBori Yisaleh. This is really an offshoot of Bitachon. To properly develop Bitachon, you have to develop this awareness and recognition and clarity also. So if you've developed Bitachon, you've developed this knowledge also. He counts it as separate, I believe. Because this has mamash direct bearing on Yichud HaMa'isa, because the reason we lack Yichud HaMa'isa is because we are always concerned with the consequences. If that person thinks of me a certain way, so what will happen when I need a job, or when I need shidduchim, or when I need anything? And if I don't get my kids into the right schools, so then what will it mean for them in the future? And if this and that. So besides that, bitachon, shleimus and bitachon frees you from this. But more directly, this sentence, atoheles vahezek, you're benefiting, that's toheles. Vahezek is your detriment. There's no one to look at. If you're really concerned what's going to be, then push it on a pragmatic level, not on a religious level or on a philosophical level, on a sublime level, on a pragmatic level. You're only going to care about doing the will of Hashem. If it's true that I am going to always care about what someone thinks of me because of his ability to affect my life, then if you realize no one has the ability to affect your life other than Hashem, so you've obviously nipped the problem in the bud. Vahashishi, number six. Sheyeh shove be'enov masha b'nei odom mishapchim o meganim also. Now, this is easier said than done. But this is a component. You're just listing the components of Yichud HaMa'isa. Not caring what people think about you. That's what number six is, plain and partial. It's the same to you, right? It's the same to you if they make a dinner honoring you and they talk about what a great person you are, what a Talmid Chacham you are, what a Baal Chesed you are, and this. And then if your enemies make a roast, except they mean it, not a roast that's a joke, but they mean it, and you're the guest of, and you're wearing a dunce cap, and they're talking there about all your chesronos and what a terrible person you are. Like, that's something my kids would do, right? So it's the same to you. You can't imagine what a powerful sentence that is. Like we say, no normal person. This is not describing a normal person. I mean, what do you mean it's the same to you? In one, you're smiling and your cheeks are rosy and you're feeling pretty good about yourself and you're trying not to be a Balgaiva. And in the other one, your cheeks are burning and you're lowering your face and you wish they would be quiet already. She said, no, it's all the same to you. Because you don't care. You don't care what they think of you. You only care what Hashem thinks of you. That's number six. It's the same if people praise. What do you mean if they praise me, then I'm going to... I'm going to get a job, I'm going to get a good seat in shul, I'm going to have friends, I'm going to have a good shidduchim, I'm going to have a pleasant life. And if people don't like me, then I'm going to have a very unpleasant life. You know, your life's going to be whatever your life's going to be. And it's all the same to you. Whatever Hashem has decreed to you, that's what's going to happen. Now, he does not mean that you don't care what people think about you, and therefore you go around punching people in the nose. But the reason you should not punch people in the nose is because it's the will of Hashem that you shouldn't punch people in the nose. Not because they'll think badly of you. Araya, if you only do it because they'll think badly of you, then when you think you won't get caught and no one's looking, then you'll punch someone in the nose. And if you don't punch someone in the nose because Hashem doesn't want you to punch him in the nose, then even if no one's looking, you won't punch someone in the nose. Right?
But you are always doing what Hashem wants,
right,
whether you realize it or not.
No. We're talking about Bechira now. We're not talking about events. We're talking about Bechira. We're talking about your choices in life, where there's no Gezeira what you should do. We're talking about Bechira. Tashvi, number 4-7, Harchokas al snows b'nei b'nei Adam. Staying away from situations where people holding of you will seemingly make a difference to you. Stay away from such matzovim. Don't try to be the guest of honor. Don't be a politician running for office where you need people to like you or to hold of you. Stay away from such situations. Hashmini, Lerokein Machshavto Velibo. I mean, everything here is a mouthful. Hashmini, Lerokein Machshavto, to empty out his mind and soul. Meiske Ha'olam, Be'esis Asku Binyoni Achriso. I mean, this is great Musar. What does it have to do with Yichud HaMaisa? Because the reason you're, let's say you would be, for the next hour, you're only going to do things that are Nogeya Olam Haba. You're not going to do anything that's Nogeya Olam Hazeh. You're going to devote an hour to Olam Haba. So then Yichud HaMaisa would be very easy, or relatively easy, because you know that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Shmerel, and Beryl can't get you to Olam Haba, and what they think of you is not going to get you Olam Haba. So you'll develop a single-mindedness for that hour, for sure, of what does Hashem think of me? Because you're in Olam Haba mode. So that's all you care about. And all of a sudden they're doing, so he says, that's number 8, is like, you know, don't mix, stay away from Olam Hazeh as much as possible. And that will enable you to develop Yichud HaMaisa. Because the more focused you are on Achriso, we're talking about Achriso Olam Haba, so the easier or the more logical it'll be to you, or the more pushing you'll be able to tear yourself away from what people think of you and only care about what Hashem thinks of you. But she, number 9, is to develop Yiras Hashem, Libro es Hashem Yisroimam v'yishader ulizbayesh mimenu mesil sesharim. Talks about how really the Chazal, that Busha is like the most intense form of Yiras Hashem is Busha. That you're ashamed to do a chet. You're ashamed of Hashem. So you develop Yiras Hashem, and it's even higher Madrega, a Busha me Hashem, and then everything else pales into insignificance because Hashem is all encompassing. Hashem is all everything, all trumps everything. So if you develop Yiras Hashem, so if I get, you know, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, when you're walking in the street and you have Yiras Hashem, you're not afraid of the lion, right? Because the lion is just a pawn, it's just there. But you have Yiras Hashem, and you're not afraid of the lion if you have Yiras Hashem. So here also, that's a famous Mesillas Yesharim. It's famous because it's in the beginning, like sort of like being on brachas that bays. You know, so he says it in terms of being able to tear yourself loose from the moorings of what people think of you and trying to please people and trying to make people hold of you. And that's a concern, it's a focus of your life. You want people, and it's a focus. It's a very difficult share. It's a focus of everyone's life. What do people think of me? Like, it's such a... We don't even understand what's wrong with that. Don't I want people telling me what's wrong? Then you're focused on the wrong thing, and in as much that it will affect your actions, so you have the wrong goal in mind. For Hasiri number 10 is Livoitz Basichlo. V'chol mashiyala hayetzer al libo, v'yinag ba'atzoso v'lo ba'atzos hayetzer. So you're going to need your seichel, because you're always going to be pulled in a different direction than the seichel's mechayim. That's the yetzer hara will always paint for you a picture of the problems that will ensue if you do X, Y, Z. People will make fun of you. People will think you're a neb. People will think you're not cool. People will think you're stupid. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this, about Lashon Hara, in terms of Lashon Hara, that people will think you're not a with it kind of guy. You don't want to sit there making fun of people with them, so you're not with it. Right? If you say you don't want to talk in shul, so it's like, it's embarrassing. You're a neb. Come on, relax, right? So he says, Livoyitz Basichlo, when the Yetzer Hara starts painting pictures of what life will be like without Lashon Hara, and what life will be like, and people will think you're like you're out of your mind, they'll call you a Haredi, maybe not, that's like a, over the line, you know. But they'll call your names, and they'll think badly of you, so you have to use your rational faculties and say, hey, you know, what am I going to let that person run my life for me? I'm going to run my life based on his values or her values. So you have to, so he's going to teach us how to do that in the upcoming program. It's a shame.